When Adam and Eve chose to disobey God, humanity and creation were corrupted, and our relationship to God was badly damaged. Because of Adam's sin, all people are now born under a curse that leads to adversity, suffering, and ultimately death. And God's solution to this problem was to send His Son to save us. But why can't someone else save us, like Buddha, or Muhammad, or Moses? And why can't we save ourselves? Why is Jesus the only one that can save us?
Jesus is the only Savior because Jesus is the only person who's ever lived who's fully God and fully man. Jesus needs to be fully God to be able to take on the sins of the world and atone for an offense against an infinite God. He also needs to be fully man to truly represent us in His life of righteousness and His perfect death on a cross. Jesus being fully God and fully man is what's necessary for Him to be the true Redeemer of the world.
There are not other redeemers than God the Son. 1 Timothy 2:5, for example, tells us that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And there were in the Old Testament other mediators, Abraham, Moses, Noah, Adam, for example. But what all of them fell short in, or where they all fell short, was in the limitations of their own sin. And what Jesus accomplishes as a mediator that is different from all of the ways that those mediators anticipated Jesus's ministry is He brings both a divine nature, so He's the incarnate Son of God, and He is sinless. And that way He is able to fulfill the ministry that all of the Old Testament mediators pointed forward to, but were unable to fulfill in themselves on account of their own limitations as sinners. So the short answer is no, there are no other mediators aside from Jesus the Messiah.
Jesus is the only one who can save us. I mean, He's the only one who does save us. We cannot save ourselves. No human being can atone for his own sins, much less for the sins of the world. No one can resolve the problem of sin. No human being can even come close to attempting. As a matter of fact, as the Apostle Paul helps us to understand, the more we try to solve our problem, the deeper we find ourselves in our problem. We try to dig ourselves out of a hole, only to dig the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. The only one who can save us is the one whom the Father Himself would send, whose perfect life would fulfill the law, would indeed fulfill His righteousness. He would die in our place. He would do what we could not do. If I died 1,000,000 deaths, it would not atone for my own sin. But this one death of the only begotten Son of God could atone for the deaths of every sinner who would come to Christ by faith. Without Jesus Christ, there is no atonement for sins. Only Jesus could die for our sins. But that was not where the story ended, or we would still be, as Paul says, of all people most to be pitied, still dead in our trespasses and sins. Jesus not only died for our sins, He was raised by the power of God. He is the first fruit of the resurrection that is promised now to us as well. Only Jesus could save. Only Jesus does save.